Third panel. Aurelio Monteverde, the carefree gaze on the roaring years, speeding cars, rayon socks, elegant cloche hats. At the beginning of the century, the nascent consumer society spread together with cabarets, can-cans, and entertainment venues. The glamorous poses of the young ladies and the satisfied young men tell the story of the new hedonistic delight of the 1920s, free time. A more comfortable lifestyle allows middle-class young people from good families to devote themselves carefree to shopping, evenings at the cinema, and pastimes such as photography. In this climate, Aurelio's passion for photography was born. Aurelio Monteverde, 1872 to 1934, is the son of an esteemed sculptor, Giulio Monteverde. Until 1950, he lived in Catania, director of the Belgian Tramway Company, probably to take care of electrification of the tramway line. His daughter, Maria Cecilia Monteverde Camerata, follows in her grandfather's footsteps by becoming a painter and engraver and marries Francesco Franco Camerata. Precisely thanks to the Camerata donation in 1991, the Monteverde archive will become part of the Alinari collections. Passionate about cars, Aurelio already in 1910 had obtained from the prefect of the province of Catania the authorization to drive cars with internal combustion engines. After moving to the villa Il Molino in Rovezzano in Florence, he installed a darkroom in the house and organized long four-wheeled trips along the roads of Tuscany. The liveliness of this light-hearted group fills the shots. Childish jokes in the snow, playful poses. His memories are of carefree, joyful, and lively moments. The photographs express all the exuberant spontaneity of the days spent together with young travel companions. Photographic notes of car trips to La Verna and casual young people posing amongst the battlements of the castle of Poppi as if on stage, or who for fun snatch a smile at the camera from the reluctant monks of Camaldoli. Locals appear in the photos as part of the landscape, a little amazed and amused by the novelty of these eccentric visitors. Little boys in shorts, women with scarves tightened on their heads, villagers with a peasant step, with hunched shoulders and bowler hats, nothing to do with long gloves, fashionable shoes, and the exuberance of young women of the wealthy class who savor the indispensable first course signs of women's empowerment.